You're listening to episode 68 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, the only CES review that matters.
Hey, that's
anyways.
Okay. So, you wanted how to be cool without having to do a lot of work?
Yes.
All right, let me rephrase that. Do you want to be cool? Or do you want to be... Oh, do you want to be internet cool?
I do want to be internet cool.
Which, by the way, talking about being internet cool, so I have a Foursquare t-shirt, and I wore it to an event on Thursday. People were totally making fun of me. They're like, aww, what's so cool about that? I was like, I can check in, and my friends can see it, and I get badges and recommendations. They're like, that is the stupidest thing ever.
What?
I was like, no, it's cool. And then the one guy, he was like, it looks like they stole the crown image. He's like, they just took it from another company. He was like, well, I think they have four prongs. That's how he pulled it up. He's like, yeah, see, here it is. It's not even an original. Oh, man, it was so hard. I was like, man, I don't have the internet to back me up on this. I'm like all alone in this sea of real world. It's sad.
In real life.
I know. It was rough. But I was like, no. It's cool. But
it's really, actually like, cool, guys. This is fun, okay? It's
no, like trust my me. My brother's the mayor of Santa Cruz Mountains. It's cool.
I know. I was about to say, dude. Yeah, I was super excited because I was like, I knew it was coming up on this guy. I was like, I was just about there, and all of a sudden today I woke up and I was like, I should check in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Boom, mayor of Santa Cruz Mountains. Oh my goodness! So
unlocked. So I'm like Donkey Take Kong. That. Yeah. Well, that was. I told him I was like, so I'm the. What did I was like, yeah, I'm the mayor of my church and the mayor of HP's Corvallis site, and this guy was like, which. He goes, so let me get this straight. He goes, these are places that you go to like once a week, and you're the mayor of them.
Like,
yeah. He goes, what does that tell you about the service?
Oh, like,
exactly.
That's
exactly. I was like, it tells me that the people I hang out with are not on the cutting edge like I am. I don't know what to tell you. He's like, no, that's not it. Keep trying. I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check Facebook.
It, dude, it's tough. Yeah. It's definitely tough because it's like it scratches me right where
no, people don't get Twitter. I understand.
People don't get Twitter.
Or they didn't.
Yeah.
Some people still don't.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, a lot it's of people so, still don't.
I'm gonna say it's so funny because it's like to me it just seems so obvious and like I you know I'm kind of in this like weird place though because I'm like desperate for content, especially I made a decision the other day. I haven't quite acted on it, but I've sort of gotten into Instagram and it does not my friends do not take enough pictures, but I don't really have very many pictures. See, like the great part about having like as many friends on Facebook as I have is I have an incredible amount of I don't have that many I have a good number of friends. One of the nice part about having that many friends on Facebook is like I never refresh without it updating and bringing in more updates and stuff. The only reason why I don't get updates every refresh is because Facebook limits the number of stuff that's hitting my newsfeed. But it's like you have enough. You get
oh, you're going somewhere different than I thought you were. But okay,
where do you think I was going?
Well, at first, I thought you were going to say I'm going to start downloading my friends' Facebook pictures and uploading those to Instagram, and that'll really drive them. Not just fire pictures anymore.
What? Yeah, no. I'm saying I like the fact
that's what
that
I thought you were going to say.
You know what the change was? This is so funny. The change was I have
you're
the internet everywhere.
People, huh?
Yeah, I have the internet everywhere in my hand now with the iPhone, and so I'm not just checking it once a pit stop at a Wi-Fi place. I can check it whenever, and I find that it's like Facebook is more fun because there's actually updates. Whereas like Instagram, it's like, dude, people like only take like one picture a day. I don't have enough friends. I need more pictures. So I've definitely decided that I still like the fact that on Twitter, I like what I got going on Twitter because I follow a number of heavy tweeters. And so it updates pretty regularly, and it kind of allows me to focus on stuff. I still like what I got going on there, but I'm feeling the flood of Instagram coming. So
I follow people I know, and then, oh, man, good game, and a few like celebrities, I guess, or like you know, not necessarily celebrities, but people who I know, who you know what I mean,
dude. Okay. So I just decided to check the score on the Niners game. Did you just check that? Is that who you just scored? That's super exciting.
I get updates on every single scoring drive and end of quarters and games.
Oh my gosh!
Got to download. Yeah. You got to download the Score Center app, man, and you can set.
I've used it. Game. I don't know how much I. Yeah,
why I'm
I get
sad
it.
About one outcome already, but.
Oh, bummer. But, dude, this is super exciting. 2021, for those of you who are wondering. We just got done with the second half.
No, it's 2021 both.
What?
It's tied.
It's tied?
According to mine, dude, a minute ago.
Google is super lame.
So, let's talk about being cool without having to put in a lot of effort and actually be cool.
Yeah,
that was
actually,
the original point of
let's pay off.
So, you know, the problem that we're running into is that it's wintertime and you don't want to go out and do anything, but you still want to be cool and make your friends jealous.
Yes.
Don't worry. There's a product out there called Couch Cachet. Cachet. I always struggle with those dumb things. So Couch Cachet. It's a Foursquare hackathon project. The app delightfully takes the work out of looking awesome by faking it on all of your social networks. It goes, it won't make you cooler. But it will seem that way. So here's how it works. You connect Couch Cachet. If it's talking about being cool, that's how you got to say it, right? To your Foursquare account through its website. You check in at whatever venture you'd set as your home on Foursquare. And Couch Cachet automatically serves up a fake itinerary. You approve it, and you're set to sit around and do nothing. So what it does is the app tweets out lyrics from a hot indie band you went to see. It will post photos of young 20-somethings in skinny jeans to Instagram. And it will wax poetic about the local micro beer you're drinking on Foursquare. Voila, Insta-cool.
That's
you can choose from a handful of theme nights, like Artsy Fartsy.
Is this free?
I don't think so.
Because this is like,
or you could be like outdoorsy.
Awesome.
I know, isn't it? Oh, by the way, so you don't get busted, Couch Cachet automatically chooses venues that none of your friends have checked into before. And just so you can keep your story straight, you're sent an email digest of all the engagement your cool doings got where you were catching up on Downtown Abbey. For the first time ever, you can finally be who you want people to think you are. It's a life without the hassle of living.
That's definitely one of those, like, somebody just put together to see if they could, and they turn it into a service. But because it's so stupid, but it's really kind of funny. Like, oh, I gotta try that out. Couch cachet. How do you spell cachet?
C-A-C-H-E-T. Unleash your living room.
CouchCachet.com. Cool. That's awesome. That is great.
Yeah, kind of funny. So I was like, that's hilarious. Oh, I love creative people. See, this is why we don't have like great medical breakthroughs, because this is really smart and clever, and they worked on this instead.
Yeah. Well, one day they will realize they want to be stupid rich, and they'll get their stuff together, but for now, we get the benefit of it.
I wish I was smart enough to do something like that. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, it really would be.
Anyways, I thought you would get a kick out of that one.
That is awesome. I like that a lot.
But, anything else? We got... Oh, no, never mind.
Okay, so this is the last story. Last story. Windows Phone, somebody got a crash screen, a black screen of death. And this is hilarious. This is just so, you know, Windows obviously notorious for the blue screen of death. Windows Phone 8 doesn't go blue, it goes black, but it's the same basic thing.
Brilliant.
And the instructions that it gives you, it's Windows failed to start. A recent hardware software change might be the cause. To fix the problem, 1, insert your Windows installation disk and restart your computer. 2, choose your language settings and click next. 3, click repair your computer. Yeah, that's right. They didn't change the failure screen, so it tells you to install the disk. It's just like, okay, iPhones crash, iPhones die, and like they just never turn on again. Same thing with Android. I get it. But this is just such a classic Microsoft. Really, guys?
Black really? Screen of death.
Oh, my goodness. And it tells you to insert an installation disk.
Just like, what? It's the micro SIM or the micro USB port. That's how you do it. Just got to get a floppy disk.
It's so perfect. It's so perfect. Some sort of legacy code problem. Oh, man. Well, you know, and it's funny. Man. It's funny to laugh about because it's like, this is it happens to everybody. But it's just... And the phones are selling are they said shockingly well, which is cool. I preferred the Lumia the Leukemia 920 over the Samsung Galaxy S3.
I only watch Hulu. I would say 90% of the ads I see are Windows 8 or Windows Phone.
Yeah,
8, well, I guess.
You know. Which,
so if all the cool kids are on Hulu, which they are, that's what they're seeing.
Yeah, and they're pretty nice, but I thought I don't know. It's just Microsoft, you know, they do that sort of thing in a way. They do making you feel hopeless with your computer like nobody else. They're just the best at making you feel completely inept to just like, really, guys, you're making my stomach turn. And you know, it's like, I'd rather a computer that just won't turn on than a phone. I enjoyed that a lot. Okay, that's all. I'm ready. All right. I'm done.
I love it. Cool. Hey, thank you, everybody, for joining us. That's probably not the most in-depth CES news you've ever gotten, but it was the most interesting one, I'm sure. So we really do appreciate it. My name is James Furlow, and my brother is Matthew Furlow. And we will talk next time. Cue music.
Not the most in-depth. You didn't think that was that in-depth?
Well, in the sense that, you know, we didn't go like product by product. Here's everything that was shown.
Okay.
We talked more about the macro trends.
That's true.
That's what I meant by that.
Okay. We took the 9,000 foot view.
Exactly. All right, man. Have a good evening. It's early. Nice.
Yeah, I know. Woohoo! All right. Talk to you later, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.